Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is told by Rabbi Yosef Goldberg. Rabbi Yosef Goldberg says, I first met the Rebbe a few years after he arrived in the United States from war-torn Europe. Lubavitcher Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson. He was not yet Rebbe. He was at that time the son-in-law of the previous Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, the sixth Chabad Rebbe. At that time, I was enrolled in the Chabad Yeshiva in Crown Heights, and I would see the Rebbe from time to time, even though I had very little contact with him. After the previous Rebbe's passing, the Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak, the Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, took on the leadership. He was the son-in-law of the previous Rebbe, but he had the same last name. They were both descended from previous Rebbes. And the works of wonder began almost immediately when the Rebbe took over. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe number the seventh, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, took over. One such story, said Rabbi Yosef Goldberg, is that on a Shabbos, one day, the phone in our home started ringing and ringing and ringing. Of course, we didn't answer the phone on Shabbos, but it kept ringing and ringing. Whoever was calling finally called our landlord instead, and we learned that the son of my grandfather's friends, a couple who were friends with my grandfather, their son was very sick. He had fallen into a deep coma, meaning that he was like fainted, but wasn't waking up. And he was in critical condition, very, very dangerously ill. And his parents were calling us because they wanted us to go into the Rebbe to ask for bracha. I was the one selected to go to ask the Rebbe for bracha, says Rabbi Yosef Goldberg. After Shabbos, I went to the Rebbe's office. When he saw me standing outside his door, he invited me in, and I relayed the request. Would the Rebbe give a bracha to this person? The Rebbe's instructions to me were, go to the hospital and scream into the man's ear the previous Rebbe's name and the previous Rebbe's mother's name, and then the patient's name and his mother's name. That was the instructions. I was supposed to go and scream into his ear, first the name and mother's name of the previous Rebbe, and then the name and mother's name of the patient. And interestingly enough, earlier that year, the Rebbe told a story that one time a woman had fallen into a deep coma, and the previous Rebbe had instructed her relatives to whisper his name, the name of the Rebbe, into her ear. When they did so, she immediately began to wake up, and a short while later made a full recovery. So this is what I did. I did what the Rebbe told me. I went to the hospital and saw this man. His name was Noach Daniel, and he was the department head in New York City's Department of Taxation and Finance. He was lying there, as white as a sheet, very, very, very sick. I put my lips to his ear and screamed as loud as I could, exactly what the Rebbe told me to scream. Suddenly, he began to shake forcefully. Everybody watching was amazed, but he was still very much out of it. The doctors told his family that he was at death's door. He was about to die. Even if he survived, the doctors said, he would never be normal again. Most likely, he would live out the rest of his life in a vegetative state, meaning breathing, heart beating, but apparently brain not working. I reported this all to the Rebbe, who told me to come to his office every day, and he would give me instructions what to do next. And that's what I did. Each day, the Rebbe gave me a directive. One day, he told me to put a mezuzah on the door of his cubicle in the intensive care unit. Another time, he told me to put a book of Hasidic teachings under his pillow. This went on for quite a while. And any day that I wasn't able to go, my brother took my place and carried out the Rebbe's instructions for that day. Then one day, on a Friday afternoon, Noach Daniel suddenly woke up and, as if nothing had happened, started reciting verses from Patach Eliyahu. That's the beginning of the Zohar, which is the main work of Kabbalah. And these verses are customarily recited before Shabbos, Friday afternoon. And Noach Daniel seemed like he was completely aware of what day it was, and since it was Friday afternoon, he was saying Pasach Eliyahu, like every Friday. He was completely normal, in every way, completely normal. Doctors were amazed, and he lived well into his 90s. I don't know, actually, myself, if he is still alive today. I'm not sure when this story was printed, but he was fine. Now, you may ask about this story, if you were listening very carefully, why is it that when the previous Rebbe saved a person from being in a coma, the instructions were to whisper the previous Rebbe's name and his mother's name in the person's ear, the woman's ear. She woke up. Whereas in this story, the Rebbe instructed that Rabbi Goldberg should scream into the person's ear. I don't know. Sometimes we understand why a Rebbe does what he does, or seemingly we understand. Sometimes we don't. Because the Rebbeim are not necessarily using logic. Of course, sometimes they use logic, like anybody. But sometimes they don't use logic. Sometimes they have Ruach HaKodesh, or maybe all the time they had Ruach HaKodesh. And for whatever reason, we may never understand, these are the instructions. V'yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe avdai. After the Jewish people crossed the Yam Suf and they saw the Egyptians dead on the shore, they believed in Hashem and in Moshe, his servant. And Hashem works through a servant, a Moshe, a Rebbe, a David HaMelech, whoever it is. And this is the way we will bring Mashiach. Mashiach, of course, is the ultimate servant of Hashem. And the more we learn Torah and the more we do mitzvahs, the more we bring revealed godliness into our world, and that is the Mashiach process. May it happen immediately. May the war in Israel immediately be won in a complete and ultimate victory in which there will never be a war again. Our enemies will all be destroyed or transformed into good, and Hashem's plan will be complete. Dear Elohim Yisbarach Patachtainim, dwelling place for Hashem in this world, our world transformed into a Mashiach world, into a world of Hashem. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And remember, one more extra good deed, one more extra mitzvah, one more extra minute or half minute of learning Torah can tip the scale and bring the Geula immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.